Hello everyone. Find a space and get ready to draw zigzag shapes in the air. Choose any part of your body to start, and you can change this at any time. Are you ready to draw those shapes? Can you use a sharp and sudden dynamic to show the explosive quality? Think about the space you're using. These zigzags can be in front, to the side, behind, or even above you. Vary the body parts you are using. Have you tried drawing with your nose, a knee, an elbow? Try coordinating two different body parts at the same time, maybe a hand and a foot, or a shoulder and an elbow. Okay, now for the next part of your dance. Get into groups of 3, 4, or 5 and find a space to work in. Now think about the shape of a building from the 1940s. It could be a school, a shop, or a factory perhaps. When you've got your idea, get ready to use your bodies to make the shape of the building. Okay, start making your building shapes. Think about the size that your building needs to be. Is there a particular shape that will communicate what it is? Or are there any details you could add, such as a window, a door, or a chimney? Maybe you'd like to show your shape to another group to get some feedback. Into your building shapes to start. Think about the effect that a bomb dropping might have on your building and the damage this may cause. How might that affect your shape? If a bomb drops some distance away, the building might shudder, but not suffer damage. If the impact was at the end of the street, how might this affect your building? If the explosion was very close, what changes might that cause? Ready to try out your ideas, safely and carefully? Here we go. Join another group. One group, make your building shape and hold it. Other group, circle around them and perform a sudden zigzag action. Building, respond. Now let's try that question and answer to the music track. After three turns, change roles. Ready?
Thank you.
Say goodbye to your group and find a space. Make a shape you can hold. Many damaged buildings later collapsed or were pulled down because they were dangerous. Moving just one part of your body at a time, gradually and carefully, lower yourself to the floor. And stop.